Welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I'm Jeff Hollingshead, and I'm here with Laura Smith. Laura, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're doing great today. I'm doing great as well. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Jeff? How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I was thinking today we're going to mix it up, and we're going to learn more about Laura Smith today and hear from you, our chief marketing officer.
Okay.
You ready?
It's what the people want.
It's what the people want, because, you know, everybody hears from me every week, and I think there's some words of wisdom that can come from Laura today.
Mm, okay.
What do you think?
I'm hoping so.
I know, yeah. So.
Okay. All right. I'm excited to hear how this is going to go.
Okay. Well, let's dive in. So Laura, how long have you been working for us?
I've been working here for 5 years this past December.
And you started as the marketing person? I don't remember.
No.
How did you start? Tell us how you started.
Can I tell you the whole story?
Tell us the whole coffee
story. I love
this.
Okay.
Tell us the whole thing.
Yes. So I had started a coffee company and I was working. I love coffee. That's no secret. Drink way too much. So one of my dad's friends had recommended that I have a conversation with this guy named Mike Hollingshead because he's a local successful businessman. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I honestly, you know, I'd never met him, didn't know a whole lot about him, but my dad, you know, I knew he grew up on the same road as my dad in Hickory Grove.
Yeah,
Plant
we
One.
Didn't even
yep,
know it.
Yep. Yeah. So you guys were like a mile down the road. And I said, Mike, can I just pick your brain about coffee? He's like, sure thing. Meet me at the golf course. So, you know, I brought him some bags of coffee, my Southern Sunday coffee, and really just started listening to his story. And he talked to me for about 2 hours with just a lot of really good words of wisdom about how I should be more aggressive in my pricing and how, you know, if I didn't really like trust in the Lord and just go for it, that I wouldn't succeed. Yeah. And so by the end of that conversation, I was like, what am I doing? I need to go work for this man. And, you know, never did I ever think I would be interested in ready mix concrete. But he said, well, hold on. You're going to have to talk to my son. And so I thought, okay, let's make this happen. So I contacted a friend that worked for you guys, John Cheek, and he set up an interview with you. So didn't know where that was going to go. I just knew I was, you know, ready to be full-time in the market, ready to do something. I have just a lot of passion for people, and I just felt like I had a lot to offer. And I just thought, well, let's see where this trip takes me. So met with you. You have any input in this? I don't know if you remember any of this. Probably
I
not.
I remember every bit of it. It was funny because Dad calls me and says, hey, this crazy coffee lady, you know, wants to come and, you know, meet you. I'm like, well, did you promise her a job? He's like, no, I didn't promise her a job. Because sometimes, you know, he already committed. I hear about it afterwards, But no, he told me about Laura, who's so bubbly, and she's going to come talk your head off, blah, 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 and all this stuff. I'm just kidding. But it was good. So, yeah, and then we sat down and interviewed and did that stuff.
Right.
So, and then you knew new Cheek. So, it was
Yep. It was so, a you small world. You offered a job to me for the recruiting position.
Yeah.
So, it was recruiting and some events that you needed help with. And a little bit of marketing that you said. So, yeah, so I was real excited just to jump on in there. And so I went to work and went to work at the golf course and started calling people that day to see if they were interested in being a mixer operator. So I had to learn a whole lot about what was going on. So that's the story. Yeah, and I think we had a few people bet that I wouldn't make it like 3 months. So I had
look
you know,
at you now.
Look at me now.
Look at you now.
Take that, J.D. Coleman.
In a short 5 years, you went from that role to being the CMO, the chief marketing officer. So
that's right.
It's a big transformation. You know, it's a testament to you, too, for your work ethic and your skill set, you know, to put your head down and go to work and do a good job. And I think when you started, we had, you know, I don't know, we were in probably 6 states or something.
Yeah, I think it was 5 to 6 states. Yeah,
yeah. So, you've been part of a lot of acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of acquisitions.
I've been able to see how those have unfolded. I think my perspective. I've always had an appreciation for the blue collar work ethic, if you will. My dad has been working for Bridgestone for a long time. I think he's like 49 years. And so that's something that I thought was real important, to make sure that people that are just giving it their all day, you know, maybe it's not the most respectable job. He's not in a position at the home office. He is there at the plant just getting it done, and has been. So I wanted to make sure that people knew that they were appreciated, that their family appreciated them, and thought it was really cool that they're just busting it every day.
That's so good. And it kind of leads me to the next question.
Oh, no.
You know, so tell us something from your childhood that has defined who you are today. I mean, you kind of alluded to it with your dad.
Yeah.
At Bridgestone, his work ethic and blue collar and all that stuff. But what's something that defines you?
Yeah. I would say, you know, being the youngest child, I have older twin sisters and an older brother, and they have just been so remarkable for me. You know, I try to follow them around. They didn't want me around a whole lot, their friends. So I had to adapt and learn how to be friendly and make friends with people from everywhere. Yeah, it didn't matter what they look like or how old they were, you know, just to make sure that I am adaptable.
Well, I think when you're from Walter Hill, like we are.
That's true.
You pretty much, you got to be down to earth.
You meet all sorts. Yeah.
You got to be down to earth. You know, we grew up with the dump, so that's how people know us.
That's true. There's a landfill. Actually, I went to, I think my third grade year, one of our field trips was to the landfill, the local Walter Hill landfill. And it was when it was small.
That's funny. So you've had an interesting, tell everybody, you know, you went to college.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Yeah. So I didn't really know what I was going to do. I thought I would be an early education major, possibility of coaching. And then I ended up in social work. So social work was a big deal for me because it really allowed me to have my eyes open to all the needs in the community just around us. When I first got married, I was a social worker in Memphis, Tennessee, and I visited homes and schools and just made sure that kids were getting their needs. Mainly it was a mental health clinic, but I would just make sure that they're doing okay, that their physical needs were being met, but you know, that we would have some kids with some mild depression. So just kind of making sure home life was where it needed to be. But I think it kind of ties into what I do now. A big part of what we do is that with the SRM Foundation is that we look at needs. A lot of people request from SRM, you know, because they see the heart of giving, of what your family's done. And so they kind of think, okay, I'm going to ask here. So we get a lot of requests that are wants and a lot that are needs. So I think it's neat to be able to differentiate and say, here's like a true need. And we get to look at that every day and decide, you know, just try to be, use our best judgment.
Yeah, and I think that's cool. I didn't really think about that. Because I knew that about you.
Yeah.
The social side.
Yeah, social work. Yeah, you know, social work, yeah, side. Yeah.
But that, you know, it does tie into what you do every day now.
It
does. Because of all the giving. You know, mm-hmm. we shared the slide during leadership, 950 schools, I believe it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was something like 927, 525 schools, and 927 like community partners.
And we
get requests all the time. There was a really cool one lately about, you know, special needs, about making sure that they feel like a hero for the day. And that's just in one region, one area. So you have to think about, because people are out there busting it in the trucks, getting the concrete batched and ready to go, we're able to give back to those kids and make them the hero of the day because of what our people are doing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I guess, why don't you tell people what you're working on right now? What projects is marketing? Maybe they don't understand or see.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the events, so many events
that
everybody sees. Sure. But what's the other stuff that your team's working
on? Yeah, so we're finishing up our website. This is what started out as just like a simple redesign has turned into a whole new build out for our website. We try to make sure that we feel like we're representing our people and want to make sure that we're an easy place to communicate to our customers. So we had to take a look at that website and say, hey, if I'm a customer, what does it look like from my side? How do I order concrete efficiently? How do I contact my sales rep? Are these plant phone numbers correct. And that's one thing we always hit home with our plant managers and GMs. Make sure your phone number is correct at your plant so that the customer can call and order concrete. There's just a lot of different projects that we do. Again, with events, customer appreciations throughout the year, we've already signed all of our contracts for our family days that you will be seeing those in the newsletter that we do every week. We try to put out that newsletter every week so that people feel like they're tied in and they're a part of the company.
Well, and that's a good point too. I mean, before you started and before we had a marketing, we didn't have a newsletter. We didn't have a podcast. We didn't, you know, the website was archaic. Social media wasn't up to date. So, I mean, it's been a lot of cradle to grave type, or I guess we're still alive.
Yeah.
With our marketing efforts.
But
we took it from, you know, infancy to where it is today, and we continue to try to fine tune and make it better. So we're getting there. And a lot of people don't know it too. I mean, there's a lot of ancillary companies that that we got to work on.
There are. Yeah. That's right. We, in our marketing team, we try to look and make sure that no one goes unnoticed. You know, those customers count too. You have golf courses and a part of the home, lots of things. So we want to make sure that we're doing a good job representing. I would say this, as far as marketing, I get a lot of questions, but when you're creating content, you're not just running something and making it happen. Like, you're having to think about the idea, create the idea, and then put it in production. And that's a lot to be able to think about and do it well.
Yep. Two last questions. Best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Ooh, this is a good one. There's two. The first one is, you're not as important as you think you are.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that's true.
It is.
So true.
Everybody's
replaceable.
That's exactly right.
No question. Myself included.
That's right. And a little bit of, you know, not taking yourself so serious, because you can really just get yourself so hung up. To respect yourself, there's a difference between respecting what you do and having appreciation and self-confidence, but also not taking yourself so serious. Like, loosen up a little bit. Have fun in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. So what's the other piece?
The other piece is, this is something that I've kind of figured out a little bit about just walking through my life. I know I'm only 41, but I've seen this in a couple of different organizations, but making sure your people plan is more important than your marketing plan. You see this in churches sometimes or different organizations, and it's about your people. It's not about how can we impress people with social media? How can we impress people with what we're saying in this event that we're doing? But if you don't have a strong people plan, then I don't think your company is as strong as it could be.
That's really good. Really good.
Thank you. I think I'm going to write a book about that
later.
Don't take it. That's from Laura Smith, not Jeff Hollingshead.
All right. What word best describes you?
Oh, man. Like that I would say, one or that my family would say? Okay. I've heard bubbly.
Bubbly,
happy. Okay. But that's not a bad thing.
No,
you know, there could be other choice words that people would. Okay. So, what word describes you? I'm going to throw
it
back at you.
I'm not getting interviewed.
Can I throw it back at you?
I do it every week. No, you can ask me next week.
I don't have a word. I really don't.
We'll just go with bubbly.
We'll go with bubbly.
That's probably happy.
That's joyful. I'll go with joyful.
Joyful.
Oh, yeah. I am. I have a solid group of people that I work with every day. I love my family, and it's a joy to be just a part of this journey too.
Well, great job, Laura.
Thank you so much.
You did a great job.
I hope that's
we appreciate
helpful.
It.
Yeah.
I thought it was really helpful and insightful.
Thank you.
So now we get to announce
the go-getter.
Our go-getter. Hold
yes.
up. Give me the go-getter.
I'm going to give you the go-getter.
I'm doing this today. So, from New Jersey, we have Rich Gafanho.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Rich is always eager to assist in anything and everything that's needed. He will call and ask if he can help as well. He's truly the definition of a go-getter. He'll go above and beyond and ensure the job gets done. He does not just sell and get the job done. He's full circle, ensures that his customers are happy and that payments are made, which I like and appreciate very much, Rich. Good job. If his customers are upset, he's reaching out every time. So great job, Rich. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the go-getter this week.
Woohoo!
I hope everyone has a great, is that right?
That's yeah,
it.
Everyone.
I hope everyone has a great week, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.